brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. I don't care how good your call is. I'm going to cut you off quick because I always say I'm going to do this and I don't. We don't get to all your calls. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You're getting a chance to respond to the death of the United States, the birth of the first true dictatorship. You can call what happened after Reconstruction a dictatorship, and it was pretty bad, but it got thrown off. It got thrown off to a certain extent. This is just full bore, no habeas corpus, secret arrest of U.S. citizens. It's right there in the bill. A bunch of the media got it right. Mainstream media saying secret arrest of U.S. citizens. Others try to spin and lie. Neocon publications are out lying. Limbaugh selling T-shirts saying Club Gitmo. You know, they're blowing off steam in Abu Ghraib. And I've got legislation here. And I'll go over some of the subsections and get into some of the other news. There's a bunch of other news. I said I'd get into North American Union news yesterday, and I've got that stack here. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex. We got some news last night from Liberty that our economy is right now collapsing. And they said this is going to be worse than 29. They said it's already really bad in Florida. They said the prices of homes have dropped $100,000.
Well, who's Liberty?
It's a radio station that comes on, you know, the same time you're on.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I don't know about housing prices dropping that far. I know in Massachusetts it fell in the last 3 months, the last quarter, by 24% in Massachusetts. And strangely enough, Massachusetts and Texas are seen as the two bellwethers for the overall national real estate trends. Because you can't look at Northern California or the Central Coast area or Southern California. You can't look at New York, Manhattan. You can't look at areas of Florida. Historically, you look at Texas and Massachusetts for some reason, Boston particularly, because that's just been bellwethers in the past, and it's a bunch of sophisticated equations of why, but basically those are the places where the overvalue of real estate, there's certain areas where people just want to live, and so no matter, even if the economy crashes, you're only going to have a 20-30% reduction in real estate prices. But then in Texas and Massachusetts and a few other places, Texas and Massachusetts mainly, that's where you really see plunges. And then when they plunge, the rest of the economy does. And I think the rest of real estate's already down about 9% the last quarter, and it's accelerating at the end of the quarter. And it gets into a bunch of other indices I looked at. I don't claim to be a real estate guru or expert, but everybody basically agrees it's vastly overvalued. And that was one of the few things still driving the economy. Let's talk to Jim in Michigan. Jim, welcome.
Hello, welcome, Brother Alex. I wanted to cut it short. Thanks again for taking the call. And about what's going on with these bills being passed and the charades that are being played, I noticed on Turner's Spin Machine, they had the boogeyman trying to link him with waterborne viruses, just probably to see what kind of reaction response the public gets. I don't know if they're going to play any of that with the terror that's being expected for staging within the next month or so. I was going to cut it short for everybody.
They just constantly, there's some new unconfirmed report the boogeyman is going to suck our blood, and then it never happens, and then it turns out it's all, we know officially they stage fake terror alerts. It's admitted.
Yeah, I agree. You know what I need to do is find some solidarity with the people that we have here fighting against tyranny. Can I get a plug in my number in Michigan?
Well, there's a reason we can't give phone numbers out, but you want to give your email address out?
Appreciate it. It's Brother James Boglev Jr. at MSN.com. That B is a B-O-G-L-E-V as in Victor, J-R at MSN.com.
All right, thanks. We'll be right back.
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to take four or five calls right now, 1-800-259-9231. Then I'm going to recap what I've covered so far on the unbelievable legislation. Two different pieces, one for unlimited secret spying on the American people. No more Fourth Amendment, but that pales in significance to the enemy combatant legislation, which says they can arrest any U.S. citizen secretly for any reason, secretly try you in a kangaroo court, and secretly execute you. I spent a couple hours last night, a couple hours this morning, trying to read the bill, trying to mark it, and I'm going to have to spend hours and hours today, hours and hours tomorrow, to give you a full report. It is again, the death of the United States, the birth of dictatorship. The death of the United States, the birth of dictatorship. Martial law powers rendered by Congress to the president. I mean, that's your headline. And I am reeling right now. We have the LA Times and Associated Press reporting. Yale law professor Bruce Ackerman states in the LA Times, the compromise legislation authorizes the president to seize American citizens as enemy combatants, even if they have never left the United States. And once thrown into military prison, they cannot expect a trial by their peers or other for the normal protections of the Bill of Rights. And again, they're allowed to torture you. It says it in here, but they call it pressure. They're allowed to torture you to then get a confession, and then that can be used in court. Hearsay is allowed. You do not need a unanimous decision by the military tribunal. You have military defense lawyers appointed for you that are hand-selected by the prosecution. You don't have to believe me. Go read the Washington Post. No more habeas corpus, due process. It says you're guilty until proven innocent. It actually says it. To keep us safe from those terrorists, Al-Qaeda. And I just cannot believe. Here's similarly, law professor Marty Lederman explains this subsection II of the definition of unlawful enemy combatant means if the Pentagon says you're an unlawful enemy combatant using whatever criteria they wish, then as far as Congress and U.S. law is concerned, you are one whether or not you have had any connection to hostilities at all. And that's in there. You understand? And by the way, it's the president, the defense secretary, or any of his designates. They choose, NORTHCOM chooses, and now over the U.S., if you are. And it's got stuff about owning private property or fighting for private property or squatting on land, protest, yelling at public officials. Oh, my gosh. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, this is worse than Patriot Act 2. This is, and again, they pass it in a week, man, like that. Bam! Week and a half, to be precise. And they spin it like the president's being defeated right now. Congress, led by McCain's, really. Good old McCainer. And then it gives him more powers than he asked for. That was the LA Times looking at the last version last Sunday. This final version is even worse, if it's possible. Go read the 80 pages. 80-plus pages. Let me give you the exact number of pages. And there's addendums, and then there's other sections. That's 80 pages. Go read it. Then you got to go look at U.S. Code. It'll cite U.S. Code. It's all this trickery. All right, let's go to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Indiana, then David, Mark, Dan, and others. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, Alex, one question before I make my comment. Isn't it true that there's a Navy fleet headed to the Middle East right now?
Last time I checked, it's been there. They've got three carrier groups in the Persian Gulf.
Well,
or two in the Gulf, one in the Med, ready to attack Iran.
Okay, well, you know how these people like to play off of specific dates, and I found something that's quite unusual. October 28, 1886, the Statue of Liberty was dedicated. That next day in 1929, that's October 29th, was the stock market crash. And I hate to see those two dates so close in before this next election, because I think what's going to happen is if Bush thinks he's going to lose the Republican part of the House and the Senate, we're going to see something before the vote can come in.
Well, exactly, but 35% of the country has their CIA-controlled machines, so that's pretty much an ace in the hole for them. That's why they're saying, never mind the polls showing they're going to lose, they're going to win. It doesn't matter, even if the Democrats get in, the majority of the Democrats voted with Bush for this legislation.
Well, brother, I don't watch TV anymore, but I tune into you every day.
Well, thanks for putting up with me. I've got a great responsibility, and I'm nobody. I do some research, and I'm not perfect, and I just am so sad about this country. I mean, I'm really grieved because it's so horrible to see this.
Well, we'll burn together. I'm not backing down.
I can't back down. Can you?
No. I got 15 grandchildren, and I can't back down.
What do you think about? What do you think about the future? Do you think these people are going to slow down, or is it just going to turn into their goons like a bunch of demonic monkeys running around trying to pick us up?
Well, something's got to happen closer to the White House for things to turn around. There are people in there right now that know what's happening and don't like it, but they don't have the guts to stand up to it.
Well, also, most Americans just want to be around power and status. I know people that work in the White House, several. I'm not going to say any more. And they've known me for years, and they'll sit around and laugh and giggle. I went boating with one of them about a year ago, not this last summer, not this summer, but the last summer. And one of my other friends said, I'll go ahead and go with us out on the boat. I'm out there with this person that works in the White House, pretty high level. And they're having these big arguments for like 3 hours. And it's just, they're just on power trips. I mean, I know, I'm not going to, it's just sick.
Yeah, what they've done is exactly what they wanted to do, and that's to stir up these people over in the Middle East to the point to where they don't have to create terror anymore.
Well, that's right. That's what exactly. That's what P2OG says.
Oh,
is that they're going to go bomb and kill and put out the reports of torture and get the Arabs all stirred up.
Alex, there was a video. I believe it's on a website, international something. Anyway, what they showed on the video they were doing to those people in Abu Ghraib was horrible, man. You can't even talk about it on the TV. I mean, on the telephone. What they were actually making them do.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, they release the stuff where they make them do all those horrible things, but the Congress admits they saw the videos, and Cy Hirsch has talked to the officers that have seen it, and then the Army report admits it. When you start raping people with acid,
oh, man.
I mean, it's Jeffrey Dahmer. Thanks for the call. I mean, it's just lower than the low, folks. And the sick part is there's a White House memo telling them to do it, and then they, when the people get caught, they send them to prison. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Mass. David, you're on the air.
Alex, how are you today?
Good, sir.
Well, when you depicted that, what you thought the headline was today, the death of America and the birth of the dictatorship, I think was apropos. I mean, this horrible piece of legislation. Let me just say this. Habeas corpus is the linchpin of the Bill of Rights.
It is.
And let me just read one little thing here. It's very short. Habeas corpus, you should have the body, guarantees that a person can be only be arrested pursuant to the law and not simply at the will of some despotic governing authority. It is a legal procedure in the form of a writ that demands that a person be brought before a magistrate and charged under due process, or else he be immediately released. It protects the people by preventing government from making arbitrary arrests.
That's right. If somebody's such a terrorist, then bring in the proof, show it, send them to jail, bring in a real jury of peers. If it's so secret, you know, don't let it be public, or all of it be public. No, they don't do that. They just say, we're going to secretly arrest you, haul you off, and we know that the government's the real terrorist. Exactly what the Founding Fathers said. Statistically, it's the government that you've got to be most afraid of.
Alex, 1798, Thomas Jefferson to A.H. Rowan. Habeas corpus secures every man here, alien or citizen, against everything which is not law, whatever shape it may assume. That says it all. That says it all. It's been gutted by these despicable pieces of trash. You know?
I know. I have the Washington Post here, and it says overturns habeas corpus. I have AP. It says overturns habeas corpus. I have Reuters. Overturns habeas corpus. It says new law allows president unlimited spying and above constitution. I mean, that little bastard isn't above the... I'm sorry for my French today, folks, but I'm mad. He is not. He is not above the Constitution.
Nobody is. And that's right. You're right, Alex. I mean, you know, I own property outside of the United States in another country, Alex, but like you said earlier, there's no escape to any of this. I mean,
well,
no matter what.
They got it in other legislation that you, if you leave and take your money, they can grab you and have you shipped back. It's New World Order, folks.
That's correct. That's correct.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide.
That's it. The anti-money laundering provisions absolutely will put a stop to any expatriation of monies.
And then meanwhile, who writes this? The people in our government, the biggest money launderers and drug dealers there are. It's just, look, criminal drug dealing murderers who run death camps all over the world have got control of our country. Enjoy yourselves, America. I mean, there's all these fools think they're part of this system right now. They're giggling, they're snickering. I get one piece of solace. You're going to be dirt poor, and you're going to wish someday you'd listen to me. So you just keep laughing, you pieces of trash. I know you're listening. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We'll come back and talk to Mark in Don and Dan and others. Stay with us.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Bible prophecy talks about the United States, British Commonwealth, Russia, China, and the communist world in the last days? Did you know that it predicts a confrontation between atheistic communism and the Western world of Christianity? The plans have already been laid and they conform to Bible prophecy. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while our operators are standing by to take your call.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
You can tell who the COINTELPRO people are out there posing in the Patriot community right now. You can notice in unison they're saying, oh, it's not a police state. Alex Jones exaggerates. Oh, things aren't as bad. You know, he and others aren't the real patriots. We are. Let's all fight with each other. That's always your number one sign. No, we need to come together with ideas of information to resist the New World Order. We'll take your calls in the next segment. I want to read some of these news articles today. I mean, this is the Washington Post. This is the AP. This is what they're saying. And the good news is the majority of Americans know there's a cover-up at 9/11, and a majority of that majority know it's an inside job. Again, in the past, people would be mad at one party or the other. Now, both parties are hated and loathed. there is an awakening, so they're trying to pass all this secret police bull, thinking, and I tell them, go ahead and start arresting citizens, go ahead and use your terror manuals that say gun owners and land rights and property rights activists are terrorists. Go ahead! Just show us who you are, you trash! Make a dictator act like a dictator. Look, they're losing, okay? This is not Germany, this is not Russia. A lot of us may be jellyfish, but a bunch of us aren't. We got a history, folks, of really staying asleep to the last minute and getting up and absolutely kicking some hind end. Many rights in U.S. legal system absent in new bill. Oh, rights in U.S. legal system, you mean Constitution Bill of Rights. This is Washington Post. The military trials bill approved by Congress leaves legislative support for the first time to broad rules for the detention, interrogation, prosecution, and trials of terrorism suspects, far different from those in the familiar American criminal justice system. See, it's just familiar now. This is a new system, no big deal. Included in the bill, passed by Republican majorities in the Senate yesterday and the House on Wednesday, are unique rules that bar terrorism suspects from challenging their detention or treatment through traditional habeas corpus petitions. No, because it's secret. No, you can see no one. This is the Washington Post. They allow prosecutors under certain conditions to use evidence collected through hearsay or coercion to seek criminal convictions. Because they need that, see, to create the fake illusion of real terrorists. Because the people running these trials are the terrorists, folks. The bill rejects the right to a speedy trial, even in the kangaroo court, it's not speedy. And it even says in the bill, by the way, that even if you're found not guilty by the tribunal, they can still hold you. Oh, that's really nice. The bill rejects the right to a speedy trial and limits the traditional right to self-representation by requiring that defendants accept military defense attorneys. That's a spin, actually. It doesn't let you have your own private civilian lawyer, not just self. Panels of military officers need not reach unanimous agreement to win convictions. Oh, isn't that nice? Except in death penalty cases, and appeals must go through a second military panel before reaching a federal civilian court. And that's a secret court, by the way. By writing into law for the first time the definition of an unlawful enemy combatant, the bill empowers the executive branch to detain indefinitely anyone it determines to have purposefully and materially supported anti-U.S. hostilities. Only foreign nationals among those detainees can be tried by military commissions. That is not true. I've got top legal scholars in the L.A. Times and another AP article, and I've got the subsections. I've read it. We're writing a big analysis on this. It says clearly they designate U.S. citizens as enemy combatants and strip you of citizenship via a presidential or their designate's order. Nowhere does it say U.S. citizens can't be. They are known and sentenced to decades in jails or put to death. Did you hear that? Only foreign nationals among those detainees can be tried by the military commissions as they are known and sentenced to decades in jail or put to death. That is not true. I mean, the death must be in there. Go read the PDF file. We've got a link to it up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Go read the PDF for the bill, and there's a little search function. Just put death into it. And it comes up like 50 times. It's like the Articles of War they used to read on Admiralty ships. If you talk back, the penalty shall be death. If you're caught swearing and engaging in mutinous activity, the penalty shall be death. If you're caught stealing, the penalty shall be death. Death, 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 death. At the same time, the bill immunizes U.S. officials from prosecution for cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment of detainees who the military and the CIA captured before the end of last year. It gives the president a dominant but not exclusive role in setting the rules for future interrogations of terrorism suspects. So it retroactively lets all the torture and the rape with acid, objects dripping with acid, go read the Army report. Let's admit it. That's okay. And then in the new bill, it says, by the way, we call torture pressure, so it's not torture. Now, that was AP. I mean, that was Washington Post. Let me read AP when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's common sense, it's history, it's the facts of life. Throughout history, powerful crime syndicates have gotten together, taken over governments, and enslaved populations. They can care less about your daily life, your standard of living, your freedom. In fact, they don't want you to be free, they want you in line. Their real enjoyment after they have all the power and control is humiliating you, making you feel pathetic, taking your property, taking your children. They're evil people. They don't have conscience. They enjoy what they do. And they enjoy you, while you're being abused by them, loving them. That's an even bigger joke to them. To have everyone either cowardly rationalizing what's happening or mindlessly going along with it. So just get ready, man. I mean, it's already here, but it's just all being set up. We're going to go to Mark and Dan, and who's up next? Dennis, and then Greg and Matt and a bunch of other people here. I've just got all this news, and I've got the subsections here. This is the Associated Press. Senate okays detainee interrogation bill. Now, this is America. Listen, and this is all a whitewash. It's much worse than this, but listen. The Senate on Thursday endorsed President Bush's plans to prosecute and interrogate terror suspects, all but sealing controversial approval for legislation that Republicans intend to use on the campaign trail to assert their toughness on terrorism. What? The 65-34 vote means the bill could reach the president's desk by week's end. The House passed nearly identical legislation on Wednesday and was expected to approve the Senate bill on Friday, sending it on to the White House. The bill would create military commissions to prosecute terrorism suspects. It also would prohibit some of the worst abuses of detainees, like mutilation and rape, but grant the president leeway to decide which other interrogation techniques are permissible. So, and by the way, I didn't find that in there. It says they can do whatever they want. See, it says we decide what torture is, and we'll say it isn't torture. And then the president, in some of his briefs, has said, "Well, we won't mutilate or rape because that's been ordered, that's been done." Because, and then the president cited John Hughes' memos as the legal authorization of what they did in the past when arguing this at the Supreme Court and now at the Congress. Listen. It also would prohibit some of the worst abuses of detainees, like mutilation and rape, but grant the president leeway to decide which other interrogation techniques are permissible. The White House and its supporters have called the measure crucial in the anti-terror fight, but some Democrats said it left the door open to abuse, violating the U.S. Constitution in the name of protecting Americans. 12 Democrats sided with 53 Republicans in voting for the bill. Lincoln Chafee, Republican, Rhode Island, in a tough reelection fight, joined 32 Democrats and the chamber's one independent in opposing the bill. Senator Olympia Snowe, Republican, Maine, was absent. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican, who helped draft the legislation during negotiations with the White House, said the measure would set up a system for treating detainees that the nation could be proud of. He said the goal is to render justice to the terrorists, because they're all terrorists, folks, even though they will not render justice to us. Come on. Democrats said the Republicans' rush to muscle the measure through Congress was aimed at giving them something to tout during the election campaign. No, it's about legalizing the criminal acts, the war crimes they've committed, but more importantly, it's about continuing these operations. There is no question the rush to pass the bill, which is the product of secret negotiations with the White House, is about serving a political agenda, said Kennedy. Senate approval was the latest step in the remarkable journey that Bush has taken in shaping how the United States treats the terrorist suspects it has been holding, some for almost 5 years. No charges, no nothing. The Supreme Court nullified Bush's initial system for trying detainees in June, and earlier this month, a handful of maverick GOP senators embarrassed the president by forcing him to slightly tone down the next proposal. And that's not true. That was a dog and pony show led by the agent McCain. But they struck a deal last week, and the president and congressional Republicans are now claiming the episode as a victory. And it goes on. We are not conducting a law enforcement operation against check-writing scammer trying to foil a bank heist, said Senator Mitch McConnell. We are trying a war against terror and extremists who want to kill our citizens. No, you killed our citizens. Your criminal government did. Just like the black men in Tuskegee and the radiation on the children and all of it, you sick scum. Approving the bill before lawmakers leave for the elections has been a top priority for Republicans. GOP leaders fought off attempts by Democrats and a lone Republican to challenge the bill. Legislation could let Bush begin prosecuting terrorists connected to the September 11th attacks just as voters head to the polls, and let Republicans use opposition by Democrats as fodder for criticizing them during the campaign. Some want to tie the hands of our terror fighters, said Senator Christopher Bond. And so you're going to have terror fighters on the streets. Many of the new, tens of thousands of new grants that college students are getting are for Homeland Security. And you see, just like you have firefighters and crime fighters, now there's terror fighters, and there's no real terror, so you read the bill, everything's terror. Section 802 of the Patriot Act, all misdemeanors are terror. And just type into Google, Patriot Act being used in non-terror crimes, non-terror cases, you'll thousands across the country, see. We're not going to use a Patriot Act against citizens. We're not going to use a Patriot Act against people who aren't involved in terror. We're not spying on you without warrants, Bush said. The habeas corpus language in the bill is a legally abusive of rights guaranteed in the Constitution, as the actions at Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, and secret prisons that were physically abusive of detainees and Senator Carl Levin, the top Democrat. So there you have it. And it goes on and on. Under the bill, listen carefully, under the bill, a terrorist being held at Guantanamo could be tried by a military commission so long as he was afforded certain rights, such as the ability to confront evidence given to jury and having access to defense counsel. Oh, can't have defense counsel. Can't have a jury. Can't have... And you notice it says, under the bill, a terrorist being held at Guantanamo. See, you're a terrorist first. You're guilty until proven innocent. I know we've got a lot of calls. I'm going to go to them, but I really should. The problem is I marked this bill hurriedly last night and this morning, and I marked too much of it. And I keep looking during the breaks for some of the key areas. Oh, I found it. I just flipped to it and found it. That was fortuitous. Okay. I got that stack. Where's my other stack? I've got one here. They also just passed unlimited secret wiretaps against the American people. In a few months, they go from, we swear we're not spying on any of you, yes, we know it's illegal, to, okay, we're spying on you, but only Bin Laden calling America, and then, okay, everything's recorded at the phone companies, ha-ha-ha, we're tracking everything you do, ha-ha-ha, you know, I mean, just, and Google's going to use the video camera and audio and all the new computers to listen to you, ha-ha, you know, I mean, it's just... Here's another one, KOTV. It says the police nationwide are getting federal grants. They're trying to try at the public schools to force every kid in America to retina scan. They claim so they get kidnapped, they can identify them. Baloney. Here's another one, school fingerprinting plans reviewed. Just a total, folks, lockdowns of schools, retina scans, thumb scanning to get lunches, searches. It's prisons. America is a prison. Oh, my gosh. Here it is. No? Ah, I found it. Wiretap bill sets up election year issue. Now listen to this first line, AP. Lauren Kelman. The White House approved a bill Thursday that would grant legal status to President Bush's warrantless wiretapping program. Republicans called it a test before the election of whether Democrats want to fight or coddle terrorists. I don't know, I think the government's coddling the terrorists. The Democrats' irrational opposition to strong national security policies that help keep our nation secure, like leaving the border open, scum, should be our great concern to the American people, Majority Leader John Boehner, Republican Ohio, said in a statement after the bill passed, 232-191. To always have reasons why you just can't vote yes, I think speaks volumes. And see, what they're going to do when they set off a nuke or blow up a city or release smallpox is they're going to say, the Democrats got in the way of us keeping you safe. And I've heard Savage and others, top beatniks and others, literal beatniks, up on the radio and TV and everywhere saying, we're trying to protect you, but when the terrorists hit, we're going to ban protesting and ban people that were against the Patriot Act because you caused it to happen. We're going to have to arrest people that protested because it's your fault. This is unbelievable. Democrats shot back that the war on terrorism shouldn't be fought at the expense of civil and human rights. The bill approved by the House, they argue, gives the president too much power. And in the House, folks, you should vote for Democrats. Because a large portion of the Democrats, the vast majority, did vote against it. Now, a large portion of the Democrats in the Senate did vote for it. And listen, it's about getting rid of that monopoly so they can just roll all this through. If we had a Democrat doing all this, I'd say vote Republican. Lord knows the Democrats are a bunch of gun grabbers and are bad news, but their constituents are demanding this stuff stop. So they're having to answer to them. Okay, I found it. Number one, the definition of terrorist is in the U.S. Code. They make you go to the U.S. Code to find that. I just had it. Here it is. It's in U.S. Code Title 18, Part 1, Chapter 113C. But if you just type in Title 18, Subsection 2304, you will find, as used in Chapter 1, and then it goes through terrorism, and it says, severe mental pain or suffering means the prolonged mental harm caused by or resulting from the intentional infliction of threatened infliction of severe physical pain or suffering. Well, the government says give up your rights or the terrorists are going to get you. That's terrorism. The administration or application of threatened administration or application of mind-altering substances or other procedures calculated to directly profound the senses of the personality. What? I'm trying to find that subsection. Did I print the right one here? Because there's one in here where it says United States means the United States, its territories, possessions. Where is it? Where's that subsection? I must not have printed the right subsection. I'll look at this during the break. Let me read this part. This is from page 69, and this goes into the definitions of what makes you an enemy combatant. Okay, and then some of these, you know, are bad things, some of these are nothing. Let me turn back to the start here. Cruel or inhumane treatment, an alien, unlawful enemy combatant who commits an act intended to inflict severe physical pain or suffering or severe mental pain, including severe physical abuse, other than pain or suffering, incidental to lawful sanctions. And it goes on. And so there's section after section, intentionally causing serious bodily injury, mutilating or maiming, murder in violation of the law of war. So anybody who fights back in a foreign land, destruction of property in violation of the law of war. It says an alien, unlawful enemy combatant who intentionally destroys property belonging to another person in violation of the law of war shall be guilty of the offense of destruction of property in violation of the law of war and shall be subject to whatever punishment a commission may direct, including getting, I guess, life in prison. Using treachery or perfidy, improperly using a flag of truce, improperly using a distinctive emblem, intentionally mistreating dead, rape. So see, we hear in the news there's all these restrictions on this. This restricts enemy combatants from raping. Hijacking or hazardous a vessel or aircraft. See, a lot of things that sound reasonable. Then it gives the terrorism definition, an alien, unlawful enemy combatant, subject to the title, who intentionally kills or inflicts great bodily harm on one or more persons or intentionally engages in an act that invites a wanton disregard for human life in a manner calculated to influence or affect the conduct of government or civilian population by intimidation or coercion or to retaliate against government conduct, shall be guilty of the offense of terrorism and shall be suspect to whatever punishment a commission may direct, including if death result in more than one of the victims, the penalty of death. But it's so wide, it's the same as Section 802. This is 23 on page 69 of all these definitions. So that one's a really scary one. Providing material support for terrorism, you read this, if you give money to a charity who then gives money to a group designated as a terrorist, you can be secretly arrested, secretly tried, and secretly killed. 24 is key. Go read that. Now, I just found it. I'm trying to find the part. I just had it. Invinces a wanton disregard for human life in a manner calculated to influence or affect the conduct of government or civilian population by intimidating or coercing or to retaliate against government conduct. Where's the part about yelling at politicians? Wrongfully aiding the enemy, alien, unlawful enemy combatant who is a breach of the allegiance or the duty of the United States. You see that? Who in breach of an allegiance? See, this is American citizens. They say this over and over again. When you're in breach of your allegiance to the U.S., you then become an enemy combatant by aiding, and it says gathering news, data, anything that can help a foreign country, or any country that we're allied with, that is the criminals that control our government. 25 is important. Wrongfully aiding the enemy, an alien, unlawful enemy combatant who is in breach of allegiance or duty to the United States, knowingly and intentionally aids an enemy in the United States, or who its co-belligerent shall be guilty of the offense of wrongfully aiding the enemy and shall be subject to whatever punishment a commission may direct. See, in breach of an allegiance to the United States. You see that right there? Spying. An alien, unlawful enemy combatant who, an intent for reason to believe that it is to be used in the inquiry of the United States or to the advantage of a foreign power, collects or attempts to collect certain information by clandestine means. Remember they charged Greg Palast with terrorism 2 weeks ago but had to drop it for going down and showing a FEMA camp in Louisiana? for the purpose of conveying such information to an enemy of the United States or one of its co-belligerents shall be guilty of the offense of spying and shall be subject to whatever punishment a commission may, including penalty of death. Perjury and obstruction of justice. And it says it's an act of terrorism to engage in perjury. Contempt. I think that's the part. But that's what Nemo thought I was talking about. I've gone over the part. I flipped it open and found the part where it said, basically, to paraphrase, yelling at an official and intimidating him is terrorism. That's also in the Patriot Act in Section 802. But I can't find it now. I know we got loaded phone lines. We're going to come back and give you each 60 seconds. I'm going to go directly to you. Mark, Dan, Dennis, Greg, and Matt. And that'll be it. Everybody stay with us. We'll go directly to you. And if you want to support us, get Terror Storm. Make copies of it. Expose the terrorists. Bring them to justice. If you get the videos and make copies, there's no way they can stand, folks. They're scared to death of us. That's why they're doing all this.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm not kidding. Go to Infowars.com, get your copy of Terror Storm. Make copies of it. Get it out to everybody. Go download copies at PrisonPlanet.tv. Expose the terrorists. Help us. And don't forget, I'll be on the radio this weekend, 4 to 6 p.m. on News Radio 590 KLBJ. You can listen on 590 a.m. from Dallas, out east all the way to Fairfield, down south past San Antonio. You can listen on the Internet at Infowars.com. Mark and Marilyn and Dan, Dennis and Matt. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, I'm watching the clock here, so I'll get my 2 points over quickly.
Number one, have you heard of an agricultural magazine by the name of Range?
Yes.
Okay. They just did a whole thing on the border, and they just did a whole thing on the ag chips. If you'd like, I'll send you the magazine.
Sure, it's on the Animal ID Act.
Right. Number two, anybody like Naive Boy, who called up earlier, who doesn't believe that the government is capable of doing anything like this, I'm finishing up a book on the 1932 bonus army marchers. Where dozens
That's right. Patton and good old MacArthur went in and killed a bunch of our own troops who were just demanding the bonus. They'd been promised, a bunch of them Congressional Medal of Honor winners.
They bayoneted a small boy for running back to his burning shanty to save his pet rabbit. I mean, so if they're capable of doing stuff like that, then, you know, well...
Well, the stormtroopers, many years from now, when the U.S. is conquered and bankrupted and gone, they'll remember this show and cry, but they love it right now. Hey, thanks for the call. They love it. They love it. They love killing this country. Dan in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, Alex, you got me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. My name's Dan in Oklahoma, and I'd like to talk to you a little longer than 60 seconds, but anyway, I've got Jones in North Texas and up around Archer City or Montague County. May possibly be related, but that's probably a slight possibility.
Well, Joneses are prodigious. What's on your mind?
Okay, I'm just going to say this. I believe you're a man of God, and I want to say this. I want to say, anybody that tries to harm you, I don't care if they're in this government or whatever, they're going to fight God. And I'm going to ask that anybody that tries to harm you or your family, that the curse of God will come down upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you're doing the work of a godly man, and it's obvious you're standing up against evil, and God will respect you for that. And
well, listen, my friend, I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't God's will. And I appreciate all of your prayers out there, and I am frustrated that we didn't have more time. Call me back this weekend, or call me back on Monday. Call me earlier. I promise I'll take more calls, and I really appreciate you, sir. God bless you. Let's talk to Dennis in Ohio. Dennis, go ahead.
Yes, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is Dennis in Ohio. I'm a, I don't know if it makes that much difference. I'm a veteran Marine. You know, once a Marine, always a Marine. But I think this fight's going to have to take people that's, we're going to have to take this fight to the government. And it's going to take people 45 to 60, 65 years old to take this fight on, because this younger generation just does not know what's going on. And
what is it like for you to swear an oath and serve this country and see them openly overturning the Bill of Rights?
I'm ready to go to war. I'm ready to go to war. I didn't. I missed Vietnam. I was in boot camp when they announced Vietnam was officially over in Paris Island. But there's so many things that's going on, and I just had some charges put on me try to make this short. And
everybody's going into the system. I'm out of time. I apologize, and I really apologize to Matt in Long Island. Matt, you call me first hour on Monday. I will get to you, or tune in on the internet this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. on News Radio 590 KLBJ. That's going to be syndicating through Genesis in 2 weeks. All right, God bless you. Expose the terrorists. Wake everybody up.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.